Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. We are going to visit the same topic we talked about for the past 2 weeks, which is
right.
The drug crisis in rural Minnesota. It really is an important topic. I think we're going to probably be revisiting this on several occasions throughout the summer. You know, we talked about some of the human costs, but what we haven't really talked about very much are the actual costs.
Right. Where do we start? When you look at the drug crisis overall, besides the personal impact on an individual and family level, there's a really big cost to the community, and counties are really on the front line of that. They provide all of the public services for people who are on low income, and to be honest, often drug addicts, if they can't hold a job, they're on public services.
Yeah.
And so counties are the gateway to treatment. They also provide the access to Medicaid and public assistance benefits and things like that. You also have the social service issues where children are involved. And this is overall, especially in the last 10 years or so, has just been driving county budgets crazy.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's the cost to law enforcement. Of course, as we mentioned in the previous episodes, meth is still sort of the biggest driver in terms of drug addiction in outstate Minnesota. And most of the arrests, apparently, are meth arrests.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. They are now, I believe it was 75% of all drug arrests now involve meth in some way, shape, or form. And of course, you hear on the news every day about another big drug bust. Marijuana is still the biggest one, but the amount of meth that's being seized, it's like practically doubling every year.
I guess the last thing I really wanted to mention was we don't have enough licensed practitioners who deal with people with addictions, right?
Right. With this big spike in drug use, you, of course, have to expect that there's going to be a big spike in demand for treatment, whether that's court-ordered or the person coming in voluntarily looking for treatment. And so you need workforce, you need staff, you need counselors to run the treatment programs. And especially in greater Minnesota, we were having a hard enough time finding health care workers as it is, and now to pile onto that this huge and growing demand for drug treatment professionals and providers, it's been a problem. The good news is the demand is driving up salaries, and it's making this a very attractive career for young people. The problem is that there's going to be about a 2 year or so lag between when these students get through the pipeline, get licensed, and can get into the field. And also driving up the salaries is driving up costs again for treatment providers, which includes counties and the state.
Well, it's something that, as I say, we're going to revisit probably a number of times throughout the summer because it is a pretty big issue for rural Minnesota. Thanks, Marnie.
You bet.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.